What was your first experience in NCAA softball, Division I softball, like?
It was awesome. I can't ask for anything more, you know, being surrounded by the team that we got and coming out with a shutout. It was pretty cool.
And to get two back-to-back shutouts, what does that mean for the team and then for you to know you can start your NCAA career with the shutout?
I think it's awesome. It's really good for the pitching staff. I mean, Casey's amazing, and we've always known that. And, yeah, it's good to start the weekend off strong and just hopefully continue that into the season.
And what was going through your mind in that seventh inning when you were getting into trouble with LIU? What did it take to keep that shutout?
I just knew I had to trust my stuff, trust my spin, and I knew that I had a great defense behind me, and I knew that we could get out of there.
And then can you talk about your other classmates and how they stepped up as well?
Everyone was so amazing. Like Addy and Cam, they started off our lineup like so strongly. A bunch of hits. Biz came in clutch. Everyone like played a super important role today, and I'm super proud of them, and it was awesome to see everyone succeed today.
And then finally, three games still left this weekend. What was Coach's message to y'all after the doubleheader?
She told us to just keep it rolling, you know? Like, we're going to have good days, bad days, but as long as we keep the confidence up and keep doing what we're doing, then we'll have success.
All right, thank you. Casey, what does it mean to start off the season with two shutouts?
I think it's just a great way to start. It puts everyone in the right headspace, and I think that it's exciting because there was some like miscues in it, and so I think that we can only get better, and we'll see how much better we get from shutouts.
And then for you personally, what does it mean to beat an arch rival?
I mean, it's just the best feeling ever. You probably see it when I struck the last batter out, that like it's just like the tensions between both teams are just so high all the time, and everyone wants to have the bragging points. So I think us being able to pull through, and I just learned that we pulled ahead in the series, like the all-time series with them, so that's pretty cool. So I think that it's a good one to start the season with.
And you're the only returning pitcher. What is it? What did you think of Danica's performance, and what were you saying anything to her during the game?
I mean, before the game, we talked, and I was just saying how she has pitched her whole life. It's not that much different, but I remember as a freshman, it felt a lot different. So I'm just so proud of her for being able to stay the course through the whole game and finish it herself. I told her in the fifth inning, I was like, I'm not going in for you. You're going to finish this yourself. And so I go, you better find some gas left in that tank to finish it. And so she did, and she pulled through, and I'm proud of her. She pulled through all the way, so she did a good job today.
And then finally, Brooke is the only infielder back. What did you think, or what were you telling the infielders during the game?
The infield, I'm proud of them too. They made a lot of good plays today. They had my back on the mound, and I think even though there was a couple miscues that we can learn from them, I mean, the only way you can get better is by playing more games, and I think Livy did a great job behind the plate. Kiyomi did an amazing job at third today. Addy did good at first, and our outfield was pretty tight, so I think it's a really good sign that we're this good right now.
And actually, speaking of Livy, what was it like not seeing Audrey behind home plate?
It was weird. I was going to send her a text today saying that it's going to be weird not having her catch. But Livy did a great job. She talked me through it. We both calmed each other down, and I think that's all you need from a catcher. So I think she did a really good job.
All right. Thank you, and congrats.
Thank you.
Coach, what does it mean to start the season with two shutouts?
Yeah, I mean, you can't ask for a better day of, you know, softball will always take wins. I think, you know, the special part was watching a bunch of young kids and freshmen and new members of our team kind of getting their first, and Danica gets the first start of the year and her first shutout and her first win. And, you know, it's Cam gets her first hit, Addie gets her first hit, Meg gets her first hit in her uniform, Libby gets her first in her uniform, and Biz gets her first. It's I think the day was just, the team last year was so, so special, and I think it was like a really nice way to just like close that chapter, and then like our new story began today, and I thought it was really cool and really impressive to watch some of these kids that haven't had the chance, you know, step up to the plate and have incredible days.
It was interesting for me to see, it seemed like last year's team in terms of using the same cheers, they used signs. How important is that to transfer those traditions built over the last few years with all these newcomers?
Yeah, I mean, I think the leadership last year did an incredible job instilling in the younger kids, whether it was junior, sophomores, freshmen, you know, what the tradition of BU softball is. And, you know, I think today when you look at it, it's you can see pieces of those kids and all of these kids. And I think that that's really important. So, you know, we try to say tradition doesn't graduate. And you know, we're not rebuilding, we reloaded. And, you know, I think for us, it's the eye is always going to be on the prize regardless of who's in the uniform. So, you know, just a really exciting day to see, like, you know, the future and what BU softball could be with this group.
And what did Danica do well today?
I mean, Danica was dominant to start. I mean, she throws the ball hard, and obviously she was spinning and having really great mixes. I think she lost it a little bit there in the end. And, you know, I'm going to be honest, this is more of a, like, these kids don't throw 7 innings. And when you get to college, the expectation is a lot different. So it was a goal to have her complete that game today. And it got close to the end. I almost pulled. But to me, it's, you know, I think it shows the world that, you know, we have a really great pitching staff. And, you know, I think Tanika is one of those kids that just, if you look at her size, that says something. And then you kind of watch the velocity and how she moves the ball, and you're like, okay, this kid's the real deal.
And how has Casey improved from last year?
I mean, when you look at Casey out there, I think it is the competitive nature of who she is and the headspace that she has to just, like, withstand any type of competition, any type of, like, you know, runners on, you know, a long battle of 3-2, whatever it is. Casey just has the upper edge on everyone mentally. And I think for her, it's like, I'll call a pitch and she'll know exactly where she wants to locate for the swing and miss. And I think for her, it's her precision that really makes her just, like, super, super gifted.
And I asked Casey this question. I'll ask you the same one. How weird was it not seeing Audrey behind home plate?
And that's things like that. Today was a moment to, like, really step back and look at, like, how far some of these kids have come. And, you know, Olivia got to watch her for an entire year and see how incredible she was. And, you know, things like that, they rub off, you know. And I think Livy had a really good day, and I think she's just going to get better and better. But, yeah, it's very unique. Audrey and I had probably one of the best relationships in terms of just, like, pitch calling and maybe you know, just coach to player. It was very, very special, and I got to look at her very closely for such a long time, you know, 5 years. It was just kind of her and I going back and forth. And yeah, it was definitely unique. But Audrey did a great job of passing the torch, and, you know, someone else is back there now. And, you know, it's, we miss a lot of those kids, but I'm excited to see this next chapter.
And what does Libby bring to the table, and what did you want her to learn last year?
Yeah, I mean, I think Livy has a really good glove. I mean, I thought she did a tremendous day today just receiving. You know, there was no pass balls. She didn't drop anything. You know, we got to do a better job of not framing and just throwing people out when there's runners on. So, you know, we had a little miscue, obviously, in that second game versus BC. But Livy is a very, very good softball player. Livy just needs the confidence and the opportunity. And, you know, what better way than to have it now.
Well, and speaking of opportunity, Kiyomi getting her first career hit, first at bat, or not first at bat of the season, comes up with the first hit in RBI.
You know what's funny? Ki has worked extremely hard, and this is another one where you look at and say, you know, if you watch Kate Coker do anything and you emulate any part of her game, you are going to be better for it. And I think Kiyomi went home, put her head down, and knew third base was open and went to work. So I'm very, very impressed with her being rewarded for what she put in. So it was an exciting day to watch her succeed and to fire us up. And I think for her, you know, she was that catalyst in that first game. You know, to sit back and see where she was last year to where she is now, I mean, that's pretty cool.
And it'll probably take a while for me to figure out the last time two freshmen led off the lineup. Can you just talk about Cameron and Addy?
You know, Cam and Addy are just, like, natural competitors, natural hitters, and I think they just love to play the game. And I think for them, there's not too much thought going into it. It's more of they believe they should be there, and they believe they can get the job done, which makes them a force. But they have consistently been two of the best hitters throughout the duration of this year. So for me, it's the one great part about this team is everybody is new, right, besides really Brooke and Casey. Everyone is playing a different position. Everyone's playing a new position. Everyone's trying to find their way. So I think they feel as though they fit in because it's all new for everyone. So it doesn't really matter where you start in the lineup. All they care is that they're in it.
And then finally, what was your message to the team after the day with three games remaining?
You know, just we have to continue to get better, and there's always going to be things to work on, and, you know, super proud of them, proud of what we were able to accomplish. But, you know, the job's kind of just getting started. So I think as long as we just continue to improve on, you know, our mistakes and things that we need to work on, I think it's going to be a really good year.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Scotty.